Fort Worth. Live from the KATH 910 AM studios in Las Colinas and broadcasting across North Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network, this is The Good News Show.
And good afternoon. It is The Good News Show on this Monday, October 13th here in, and we're live on the radio here in our studio. This is the 108th anniversary of the Dancing of the Sun at Fatima, Portugal. This one snuck up on me. So I don't know about you. I was actually listening to Morning Joy this morning. They were all over it. Okay. That's a good going. One good reason to listen to Catholic radio. I love Fatima, and that event in particular, it just blows me away that like 70,000 people witnessed this to some degree or another. But it's pretty, you know, one of the most amazing events in the history of the world is this miracle that happened 108 years ago. Do you remember the 100th anniversary of Fatima? Where you were with us back then, right?
Yeah, I was.
In 2017.
That was my very first few months here, but yes, I do remember
that. Yeah, I just remember because that seemed like it was yesterday. I mean, talking about the 100th anniversary. Now it's eight years later. It's crazy.
It's crazy because October has so many feast days, if you even think about it. Some really key feast days. So I think it does just sneak up on you sometimes because, you know, there's multiple Fatima days that we celebrate, but this is the, you know, the anniversary of the sun.
Yeah, they get six different days.
They get six different ones. And so you're in the midst of so many other awesome things happening in this month that, yeah, you're right, it totally did sneak up on me too.
Yeah, so all right, well, so happy Fatima Day to everybody out there, and we've got a lot going on the show today. The second half of the show, since it is the second Monday of the month, is going to be our regular CPLC Catholic Pro-Life Community segment of the Good News Show. Tom and Ann Rudy, along with Ellen Rossini, are going to come in, and this is like pro-life month, and so they've got tons of stuff to do. Last Saturday was just nuts in a good way for the pro-life movement, and they'll talk about that. The only thing I did on Saturday, other than, you know, drive my wife and son to the airport because they flew out to Ireland, is I went to the Bella House event in Plano, St. Mark's. That was a lot of fun. It was they had a German band and, of course, German food, German beer, and it was pretty cool. Hey, did you do anything significant over the weekend?
Gosh, did I do anything really significant over the weekend? I recorded some of the Diocese podcast, so I was doing that over the weekend. And then I also, my young adult group had a few things going on. We're going to an Oktoberfest this week with Young Catholic Professionals of Fort Worth. It's putting on their own Oktoberfest, so that's my contribution to October.
there are a lot of Oktoberfests going on. It seems like even more and more are doing them. I think there's, I may be wrong, St. Paul Richardson, their little
Paulapalooza.
I don't know if it's this weekend or next.
That's a good question.
St. Francis Montessori always has a really great Oktoberfest. That's going to be this weekend. Also, I wanted to let you know, because this is something that we are going to be broadcasting from.
Paulapalooza is the 26th, by the way.
The 26th. Okay, thanks. St. Joseph Waxahachie is going to have their fall festival this Saturday. We are going to be there from 12 to 2, broadcasting live. And their website, I love this, stjosephwaxahachie.com. So they make you spell Waxahachie. That's not an easy one to spell either. stjosephwaxahachie.com. I love Father James and the folks out there. So both Julian and I are going to be out there. And of course, we'll have a whole lineup of speakers and guests and things like that. All right. So in addition to the CPLC segment coming up in about 30 minutes, I also am going to be speaking here in about 5 minutes to our dear former intern, Felipe Sanchez, who is also a fellow parishioner at St. Mary the Virgin in Arlington. He has been working with a group that's continuing to promote the Triumph of the Heart movie. That's the one that came out, I think September 12th was the official release. Got a lot of great buzz, a lot of great reviews. People loved it. So now I think the news is that it's available to parishes. I don't know if it's out on like digital or what, but Felipe's going to give us something.
Yeah, he'll give us the update on that. I'm excited to hear. I think what people can, and he can explain it more, but I think people can like bring it to their parishes and things.
It's weird about movies. And of course, you have a degree in film, and so you're aware of this. From a marketing standpoint, there's all this buildup, and then it's released. And if you don't get people talking about it and getting out to the theater, you know, it's like, I don't know. And then because people move on to something else,
right.
And there's always some other project. And so I know they just constantly want it to be front of mind for people. I mean, that's how it works, right?
Mm-hmm. Distributing is like so much effort. Making a film is really hard, but then distributing it is even harder.
Yeah.
Like getting it out there is so hard and difficult to do. I think they've done a pretty good job so far for being a small, you know, film mm-hmm. company, that this is their first feature length film that they've ever done. I think they're doing pretty well. I mean, they got it across the country. Let's hope it continues to do that.
And there's a movie coming out. In fact, I don't know what the timing of the official release. It may have already been released. It's about John O'Leary. It's called Soul on Fire.
Right.
And our friend Greg Hendry invited us to a screening this Wednesday, which I'm going to. I think, Cicely, you're not able to. I think you had something else going on. But it's going to be in Grapevine. I'm going to go. And I don't know if he has any other tickets available, so I don't want to speak on that. But I think it's, yeah, I don't even know. Is it in the theaters? But it's, you know, John O'Leary, when he was a kid, accidentally set himself on fire. I mean, like literally on fire. And then, I mean, he wasn't expected to live. And now he's this great motivational speaker. He's this Catholic guy. So I'm very excited to see that movie. And our friend Diane Redman is a big fan of John O'Leary. And she always wants us to get him to come in and speak. Which may not be such a bad idea to see if he could come in sometime. So that's that. Let's see. A couple other things. The GRN merch. It's through our website, right?
I mean,
people could go on and
exactly.
we've got all this merch that's left over from our July 19th event, 25th anniversary things, and we want everybody to buy some. So where should they go?
Yeah, they can go to our website. I want to say, I don't know if I have the exact right thing, but I think it's grnonline.com/shop.
Yeah.
But even if you just go to grnonline.com, you should be able to see it pretty early on, just to click on to shop. You have pictures of what some of the items are. And we're also trying to sell these items at other upcoming events too.
Yeah,
so if you would rather like come see the items in person, we will be out at events in the next couple of months as well, where we can sell them. But go ahead and look at them online. There's t-shirts, there's bags, very good quality items, I will say. You know, sometimes some merchandise can get a little bit cheap on certain things. But these are all really good quality. And we've had people for a long time asking, like, how can I go around, you know, and like show people about my love for GRN and tell people about Catholic Radio? Having a little nice coffee, you know, cooler thing. I don't know what it's called. Tumblr.
Yeah. Tumblr
know, that has GRN on it. That's a pretty great way to start a conversation.
Yeah. Baseball cap, a visor. We've got shirts. We got, you know, little
tote bags.
I mean, even like, you know, computer screen cleaner. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, go to that website and buy some of that. We'll have some this weekend in Waxahachie. We're also going to be at the, this is a while from now, but we're going to be at the Christmas Joy Park in December. We're going to be at the Christ Child Luncheon in November. So there will be a lot of opportunities for that. All right, speaking of events, I'll have more to say about this in a segment in a few minutes, but I want to remind you about the Seine River Cruise. Okay, this is talking about big items. This is a big ticket item, but if you're able to go with us next April to the Seine River Cruise, I know you've heard the spots. It's going to be April 22nd through the 30th. A Catholic experience going down the Seine River with Debbie Giorgiani, Father Sam Medley, Toya Hall, Sean Rice, me. And there's only 80, you know, like seats, so to speak, or availability for 80 people on this boat. And we want to sell all of them so it can be just an exclusively GRN event. It's going to be Normandy, Lisieux, Paris, obviously the Notre Dame Cathedral, Rouen, you know, Saint Joan of Arc. I mean, so many saints related to this. So I invite you to go to our website, grnonline.com, and find out more about that. And if that's something that you can do, please, by all means, consider it. And then finally, before we get to Felipe, I want to remind you that I have some tickets that Dave and Lauren Moore have allowed us to give away. And this is a really cool event. My wife and I are going to be there. And Dave and Lauren Moore have given us some tickets to give away. It's called The More We Are, M-O-O-R-E. The More We Are, live at the Meyerson, Tuesday, November 4th, okay? For a while back, I was like, gosh, that's so much in the future, but that's really not very far at all. That's less than a month away. It's Lorne Moore's first public performance since being hospitalized with Guillain-Barré syndrome, and it's a night of victory and a testament to faith and family. It's going to be at the Meyerson Symphony Center, 7:30 p.m., Tuesday, November 4th. If you would like to have a couple of tickets, okay, email me right now. And, you know, every Monday, I'm going to give away a couple of these, okay? DavePalmer@grnonline.com. If you're the first one to email me right now and say, hey, I want to go to that concert, The More We Are, live at the Meyerson, Tuesday, November 4th, 7:30 p.m., Lorne Moore's first public performance since she got this, the autoimmune disease earlier this year. She's on the mend. She's doing better. We had an interview with her recently, and she told us all about it. All right, so that's that. So make sure you say, hey, I want the concert tickets. I also, thanks to Ken Zammit and the folks at Fullness of Truth, have a couple more tickets to give away to the Fullness of Truth Conference. Fullness of Tooth. Fullness of Truth.
That just changed the whole meaning of that conference right there. It's actually a conference for dentists, Catholic dentists.
Right. Yeah, Dr. Kyle Eberlein's going to be there. Okay, this conference, Fullness of Truth, Hail Immaculata, Mother Mary and Heaven's Plan for Spiritual Warfare, December 5th through 7th. Again, it seems like a far long way away from now, but it's really not. It's only a couple months away. It's going to be at the Marriott Dallas Allen Hotel. It's a three-day conference, Friday through Sunday. I'm going to be the MC. Father Donald Calloway, Jeff Cavins, Gabe Castillo, Father David Hoost, Ingrid Meyer, Monsignor Eugene Morris, Dave and Lorne Moore. I mean, this is really going to be a cool event. So, again, if you would like to get a couple of tickets, and they're, you know, those tickets are, I don't know, $100 or so. This is a really great opportunity. So I don't have many of those to give away, but email me at that same email address, DavePalmer@grnonline.com, DavePalmer@grnonline.com. And man, we're just scratching the surface of the things we need to talk about. Today, I'm just going to tease this, then I'm going to go to Felipe, but today was the first day that they opened up tickets. Well, seats to GRN Academy for the January 2026. Don't feel bad if you didn't, but did you hear me and Zach on Catholic Connection this morning?
I was in a physical therapy appointment, so I did not.
Okay, good reason not to. All right, so I'll tell you all about that. We've already got registrations. I mean, it's going to be quite exciting. But so that I don't delay any longer, let me go now to Felipe Sanchez, who is our wonderful former intern. And he's going to give us an update on what's going on with Triumph of the Heart. Felipe, how are you doing? Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, David. I'm doing well, thank God. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for your patience as I rambled on about all these other things going on. But hey, Felipe, so tell us, what is your role with Triumph of the Heart? Like, in what capacity are you helping to promote this?
Well, I'm helping with, I was helping with sales, but I'm taking a break, but yeah, I'm helping to promote the movie so that everyone can go see this amazing film that's really sparking a lot of hope in people. I mean, it's really making a big impact.
Yeah, so it came out September 12th in the theaters, and
that's right.
You know, it really just, you know, everybody from Father Mike Schmitz to obviously Marcello D'Ambrosio being Anthony's father was promoting it very heavily. And I think everybody that saw it loved it, including myself. So what's the latest? The big screen release, you know, has come and gone. But what's going on now? And what are you trying to promote as far as the movie?
That's right. So what we're doing now is we're shifting from movie theater to showing them at different parishes, schools, universities, and it's for a price, and so what we do is we send the link to people, and you know they host it, you know, at their parish. It can be a parish hall. They get the venue, they get the Wi-Fi and all that set up, you know, themselves.
Oh, cool. So this is for parishes, and mm-hmm. you make it available. What should they do if they want to, you know, schedule something? How much advance time do they need, or what's the procedure?
Yeah, so you can go to triumphoftheheart.com and you can fill out a form, there are different tiers. The first tier is up to 50 people for $600, and then it goes up to 100 people for $1,000, and so on and so forth. It's about, $10, per person. And then the deadline is October 29th to reserve a license to be able to show this movie, and you can schedule it, anytime between now and December.
All right, very good. And then, is it going to be available digitally, or do you know what that plan is? Are people going to be able to see it on some of these streaming outlets or online?
It will be available for streaming. We're just trying to bridge the gap right now, so that the filmmakers can pay, pay their investors, things like that, before it, so that we're able to get the money to be able to put it on streaming. That's
yeah.
the plan.
Yeah. Okay. And I do think it's the kind of movie, and I didn't take my own advice on this because I watched it by myself. One time I watched it with my wife, but I watched it twice, once by myself and once with my wife, but it really brings about a lot of opportunity for discussion. And that's why I think if a parish did host it, and then allow people to hang around and maybe get in small groups or discuss it. I mean, don't you think this is like the perfect movie for that purpose?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Right. And especially for people who have never heard of St. Maximilian Kolbe and want to learn, more about him, but also even for people who are suffering in this loneliness epidemic, right? It's like I said before, it is bringing about a lot of hope, and everyone who's lost hope in the world needs to go see this movie immediately. Yeah, it's that good. It's that powerful. I got to see it twice, and I cried both times I watched the movie. It really paints a perspective on, okay, despite the struggles of life, God can help you overcome those, right? I mean, he's there through all of it when it seems to, not be working in your favor. I mean, we're talking about physical suffering here as well in the movie, right? Maximilian Kolbe getting together these companions, convincing them to never lose hope, and to support and strengthen each other. It's just so, so inspiring.
Is there an official kind of like advice as far as the age? Because if you have it at a parish, I'm guessing, you probably don't want to bring your 8-year-old, child or 5-year-old child. I mean, this is a movie that is very poignant and deals with a pretty serious subject matter, and it can be a little bit scary. So what would your advice be as far as how the age of who should see this?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely don't bring your 8-year-old to this. This would be for people ages 13 and up, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah. Good advice. So, all right. triumphoftheheart.com. Mm-hmm. Again, this is the St. Maximilian Kolbe movie. And, we kind of glossed over the fact that, somebody may be hearing this for the first time, and you said some people are not aware of who Maximilian Kolbe is, but of course, a great Polish saint who died in Auschwitz back in the 20th century. Can you kind of describe to people what segment of his life does this deal with, and maybe from your own experience? I know you said you cried. What exactly is the subject matter for those who are not familiar with this film?
Sure. So this takes place right after St. Maximilian Kolbe takes the place of the prisoner that they were about to send, into a bunker. And I personally only knew about that part of it, that when I first heard about St. Maximilian Kolbe, that he becomes a martyr, taking the place of a family man, of a husband and father. This is what happens. This movie takes place during the time that he's with, 9 other people, and in the concentration camp. So it's after the fact, because most people only know about, what he did in taking the guy's place, but not what happens right after that. So
yeah. And so many people have said this, is that, and I hate when people say this, but I've said it, is that being that it's a kind of independent film, it's a Catholic film, they didn't expect the production value to be great. They didn't expect the acting to be great, or it's Anthony's, I think, first movie that he's produced and directed, I should say. But all that was surprisingly good. And I know you would agree with this, Felipe. It was an amazing movie from a talent standpoint. I'm sure they were working on a shoestring budget, but the acting was great. The filming was great. I mean, it really surprised me because I wasn't expecting it to be that good.
Yeah, it's really incredible. I mean, props to Anthony D'Ambrosio for writing and directing this movie. He did a great job with the dialogue, the acting, the cinematography, the directing, and all of those powerful emotional moments that every single character experiences is just unbelievable. I felt like I was there with them, you know, going through it, and it didn't feel like overacting at all. It was very, very raw, very real portrayals of these characters. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you also, you don't always think about the fact that these men who were basically, you know, starved to death in isolation during, you know, Auschwitz. Yeah. They would have been together. There would have been conversations. We don't know exactly what they were. And there was a little bit of creative license as far as, you know, what they spoke about, but that's what I think is the cool thing, is that these were human beings who were interacting with each other and would have spoken and would have, you know, gone through a whole lot of emotions, including despair. And a guy like Maximilian Kolbe was there to really help them in that time of incredible distress. And I will say, and I know you know this, Felipe, is that I love the ending. I think the ending is a great payoff, you know, because you're brought through some pretty gut-wrenching, you know, scenes, and then I don't want to give anything away, but at the end, you're really left with a smile on your face and given a great sense of hope. And so that's all I'll say about that. I don't want to give anything away. But all right, Felipe, last advice to everybody who's out there, especially if they work at a parish, what are you hoping that they would do?
Well, yeah, just go. Please go to triumphoftheheart.com. Make sure you get the right permission, you know, from your pastor, from everybody, you know, to be able to go see this. Yeah, even if it's only a predominantly Hispanic community, we do offer the movie with Spanish subtitles. So single person, you know, can check this movie out. You know, it's well worth seeing. You're not, you know, if you're worried about the money, you know, you can do fundraisers. You know, there are plenty of things that people can do to be able to check this movie out. And there's time to be able to schedule it out. Obviously, like I said before, there's a deadline to get the license, but you can schedule it out any time before the end of the year.
All right. Felipe Sanchez, thank you very much. Great speaking with you as always. Good seeing you at Mass yesterday as well over at our parish. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for your time. Good to talk with you.
Likewise. God bless you all.
All right. God bless. Triumphoftheheart.com if you want to bring it to your parish. You know, $600. You can typically, in some cases, you find one person at the parish that can do that. There's a lot of very generous people out there. I've learned that in my years of fundraising. All right. I want to spend a few minutes before we take a break and come back with our Catholic Pro-Life Community segment of the Good News Show. I want to talk about GRN Academy. Because this morning, Zach Allen, our GM from Houston, and I were on Teresa Tamio's show. I don't know if you heard that or not. And she's been so good because this is actually the second time in about a month that she's had us on talking about GRN Academy. But if you're not familiar with it, this is a new venture with the Guadalupe Radio Network. The Holy Spirit inspired Toya Hall, our COO, to really get this going. And what it is, it's live interactive classes taught by professionals who have a particular area of interest and expertise. And it's 7 50-minute sessions in a row. And the very first time we ever spoke about it was at our July 25th anniversary event in Plano. And we had people signing up like on the spot right there. And it was quite exciting. And I know most of our classes, like tonight I'm teaching the 6th of 7 classes that I teach, which is an introduction to the Summa Theologia. And so in my class, we have been talking about the attributes of God, the proofs of God's existence. Tonight we're going to talk about the Blessed Trinity. And it's been a lot of fun, and it's interactive. And I always look forward to the class on Monday evenings. And we have, Debbie and Adam doing Angels and Demons. Steve Gleason is doing a class on apologetics. And so anyways, in January of 2026, we are going to have session two that is going to start. And this will probably be the first of four sessions in 2026. And I want to tell you the names of the classes and also let you know that registration is already open for these. So Dr. Ray Lopez, not Dr. Ray Grandy, Dr. Ray Lopez, who's works for the GRN in our San Antonio office, he is teaching a class beginning, mid-January 2026 called The Unmoved Mover, Aristotle's Glimpse of God. I love that title. I love Aristotle. I would love to take this class. So that's going to be Saturdays during the 9 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock Central Time. And again, beginning, I think it's like the 23rd or something like that in January, but you got some time to prepare it. All right. Now this one really is resonating, and I think this class is going to fill up very quickly. And it's taught by Julie Carrick, host of We Sing Our Faith, a show on Saturdays at 9 o'clock across the Guadalupe Radio Network. And her class is called We Share Our Story. The Catholic Story of My Life. Explore your faith, craft your story, and share Christ with confidence. And I think the cool thing about that is that we all have a story. We all have something, the way that God inspired us to become Catholic or remain Catholic or take our faith more seriously. And most of us also have kids or grandkids or somebody that we would like, or, coworkers that we would like to be able to tell the story of our faith. How has God worked in our lives? But we may not be all that, gifted at knowing exactly how to tell the story, or we don't feel like we have a story. But Julie Carrick is going to take you through that in 7 weeks on this class. We Share Our Story. And so that's going to begin also in January. Now, the class that I am teaching, I'm so excited about this because I told you I'm doing right now 7 weeks, mostly on God, and also I'm going to have a class next week on angels. But the class that I'm teaching is called The Dignity of the Human Person Made to God's Image. And in the Summa Theologiae by St. Thomas Aquinas, there's what's called a treatise on human nature. And St. Thomas talks about what it means to be a human being, okay? What does it mean to have a body, have intellect, have will, and just right there, we're the only creatures that have that. There's no other creature that has a body, a soul that has intellect and will. Okay, that's it. We're unique in that regard, right? We have passions, and we have desires, and we have senses, and we have interior senses, and memory, and imagination, and all this stuff that brings us together, and we're just fascinating creatures. I don't know, Cecil, if you heard Jeanette's show this morning, but Jeanette Benkovic had Sue Bars on, and they were talking about this exact same thing. Sue Bars is a Catholic therapist, and she was talking about how St. Thomas Aquinas, better than anybody else in the history of the Catholic Church, really understands the human person and how he has influenced her practice in dealing with people and, problems with marriage, problem in relationships, problems, things like that. And it's St. Thomas Aquinas, who lived 750 years ago. She's using him, and her father, Dr. Conrad Bars, also was a Thomist as well. So I thought that was such good timing for that. So that's my class. And the other class is Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly, Spiritual Warfare, Old and New Approaches to the Eternal Struggle. How's that for a line for the name of the class? Tuesdays at 7 o'clock, beginning January 2026. Those are the four classes. I also think there may be a pretty well-known Catholic apologist that might be teaching a class. I haven't gotten his confirmation yet, but stay tuned, and we will have more details on that. All right, how do you register? You can do it today. Go to grnonline.com/academy, grnonline.com/academy. You'll see all the information about the four classes that we're offering right now, beginning January 2026. Click on the little tab that says registration. There's a $25 registration fee, and then you can sign up for as many classes as you'd like. None of them conflict with each other, so you could take all of them if you wanted to. All right, so the classes are $149 each, 7 weeks in a row, beginning mid-January. In fact, I think my class is the first one since it's Monday evenings. Monday, January 19th of 2026, which is exactly, gosh, because our event was July 19th. Now we're starting on January 19th. So that's kind of cool. All right. I've said a lot. So before we take our break, anything else that everybody should know? Anything else going on?
Gosh, there's just so much going on right now. But no, I think we covered a lot of the big ones and the big highlights of what's going on in DFW. But it's why it's important to tune into your local Catholic radio station, because you can miss so many awesome opportunities.
Yeah. Well, I know one other thing we didn't mention is a week from Saturday is the Fishers of Men event.
Oh, gosh.
Big event.
Big, Fishers just a little of thing happening.
Dr. David Andrews is coming into town, and Bishop Olson is going to be honored. As far as I know, there are still some tickets available for that. So go to the website, grnonline.com, and you'll see the information about that. Just click on events. But yeah, lots going on. So anyways, thanks for listening to all the stuff that's going on. And so what we're going to do is take a 3-minute break now. We've got Tom and Ann Rudy, and also Ellen Rossini joining us to talk about all the things that are going on in this exciting month of October, having to do with pro-life activities, and in particular, the Catholic pro-life community. ProLifeDallas.org is their website. We will be right back.
Save the date. World-acclaimed Irish tenor Emmett Cahill is returning to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish in Keller for a Christmas-themed concert on Saturday, December 6th. This concert has become an annual tradition at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish in Keller, and all are invited. Emmett Cahill is the lead singer of the popular Irish musical group Celtic Thunder. You can learn more about Cahill and purchase your tickets at emmettcahill.com. That's EmmettCahill.com.
What are you doing on the morning of October 25th? Well, cancel those plans. Healing the Culture and the Catholic pro-life community are hosting a free breakfast with Father Robert Spitzer, a world-famous pro-life leader who founded Healing the Culture and is host of Spitzer's Universe on EWTN. You'll get a free breakfast and a chance to meet Father Spitzer in person and support his pro-life work. You could even get his book signed. Join us on October 25th, but you've got to register. Just go to healingtheculture.org to get your free tickets. That's healingtheculture.org.
Get ready for the 42nd annual Hearts and Hands Bazaar, hosted by the All Saints Women's Organization. The Hearts and Hands Bazaar will be held on Friday, October 24th and Saturday, October 25th at All Saints Catholic Church in Dallas. The bazaar will feature over 70 crafters and vendors, a bake sale, door prizes, and a silent auction. Enjoy lunch at the cafe or take a shopping break at the coffee bar. For more information, visit the All Saints website at allsaintsdallas.org and click on events.
The Catholic Brothers for Christ are sponsors of the Guadalupe Radio Network. They are a group of men of various ages and places in life who are deeply committed to having a relationship with Jesus Christ and sharing the gospel through the witness of lively brotherhood rooted in prayer, the sacraments, mentorship, and service. To learn more about Catholic Brothers for Christ, visit CatholicBrothersForChrist.com. That's CatholicBrothersForChrist.com.
GRN family, your ultimate Catholic adventure awaits. Cruise the Seine River with Guadalupe Radio, Paris, Lisieux, Normandy, and more. This beautiful pilgrimage experience, led by Father Sam Medley, host of The Quest, Debbie Giorgiani of The Spirit World, and Dave Palmer and Sean Rice of GRN, will be a faith-filled journey with friends, food, and France. Want more? Add an optional extension to Lourdes. Pack your bags and your rosary. Visit grnonline.com to learn more.
Hi, my name is Gabriel Garrison. I'm currently studying at the University of Dallas, and I'm a former student of Homeschool Connections, a Catholic online provider of live and recorded classes for grade school, middle school, and high school students. At Homeschool Connections, your student can learn from teachers with high levels of experience in their fields. You can learn more by visiting homeschoolconnections.com, a sponsor of the GRN. That's homeschoolconnections.com.
All right, we are back. This is the Good News Show. It is the anniversary 108 years ago, the Dancing of the Sun at Fatima, Portugal. And so it's October 13th, and welcome to the program. We had a lot to tell you in the first half of the show about all the different activities and things going on. October is a very busy month, and no one is more aware of that than the folks that work in pro-life ministry. And I've got three amazing examples of that right here in the studio with
me.
So again, second Monday of the month, we always have the CPLC, the Catholic Pro-Life Community segment of the Good News Show. And I have in studio with me Tom Rudy, who is executive director of the CPLC. Go to prolifedallas.org and find out what they're doing, what's going on with them. His wonderful wife, Ann Rudy, who is director of parish engagement, and also Ellen Rossini, director of advancement. And so, Tom, you good to see you. You just take it away, because I know there's a lot going on in October. You don't need me cutting in.
We'll start out with Saturday. It was of course, it's October, and it is Respect Life Month. But this Saturday, last Saturday, was a day filled with four events, starting with a Hike for Life, which is 8 o'clock at Bachman Lake. We had an excellent I'll just keep going. Yeah. And wonderful. We raised a lot of money for great causes. So that's how it started. And then we went from there to the diocese. They had their parish leadership conference. They had about 600 people, great speakers. It was just a wonderful event. And we were there. And we got to speak with the bishop, and we had some beautiful conversation about the future of the culture of life. That didn't end. We went to the pro-life mass at St. Mark's, and it was just a beautiful mass with a bishop, with Father Jason Cargo and a whole cast of people, and we had a beautiful homily. Thank you, Bishop. But it didn't stop. From there, we just walked across the street, and it was the Bella House annual Oktoberfest. Mm-hmm. It was as it always is, it's a blast. The food is excellent. The German beer, plenty of, and dancing. I believe I saw Ellen out there dancing.
Yeah.
That was a good band. They were fun.
Yeah.
That is a band we will probably be calling. But it was a wonderful day. We got to see you, your mother, your sister. It's a celebration.
And just to be sure, you did all four of those events, right?
We did all four.
You were every single one of them.
And a special thing?
Yeah.
It was our 38th anniversary.
Wow.
Anna and I.
Yeah. Well, that's very appropriate. I mean,
I think so.
Yeah. It was relaxing, but you get to do a lot. And of course, y'all are so dedicated to pro-life. It's kind of fitting, isn't it?
It was a wonderful day.
There you go. And I just loved what the bishop said in his homily, that pro-life is not a social agenda. It's not a political position. It is a gospel mandate.
Well said.
I just thought that was powerful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nothing needs to divide us as Catholics. We all need to be pro-life because Jesus demands it.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about something coming up that's very, very important. And everybody, please put this on your calendar. October the 25th. We are having a conference with Father Robert Spitzer and Camille Polly. They are from Healing the Culture. This is an organization that's been around for over 20 years. And, you know, their mission is to explain to people that abortion and assisted suicide will never end until we start to cure the brokenness of the culture. If we can cure the brokenness of the culture, then we have people that are ready to be part of this voice for life. But he's going around and he's explaining to people through scientific methodology, through wisdom, through philosophy, what's wrong and what will fix this. He's been doing this for 20 years, Dave, and he's been working for companies like Toyota. He's made presentations to Costco, to several governments, and all the way down to parishes. He loves to be with parishes. He was here about 6 years ago, and he had about 400 people then. I think we'll get 400 people now. And I just think it's going to bring life back to parishes and what to do to heal this culture.
Mm. So Father Spitzer, he's so brilliant. I remember hearing him at University of Dallas several years ago. And he was talking about origins of the universe and very lofty things. But he made it so accessible. He's a very exciting presenter. And what I love about Healing the Culture is he gave the example that he was in a classroom where about half of the students were pro-life and half would identify as pro-choice. Mm-hmm. And after they received this education that he walks them through, those numbers changed to 86% pro-life.
Wow. Wow. That's beautiful.
So he's brilliant, but this is very accessible for any teacher, any parent, any student to come and get these foundational principles explained in a really clear and compelling way to be pro-life for life.
Now, I probably left out some details, didn't I, Ann?
About the event?
Yes.
Hey, he was on with us on this show.
Yes, he was.
Was it last Monday? Or within the last 2 weeks. And he is such an easy interview. And you ask him a question and he goes. And I was texting Sissel at the time saying, I love talking to this guy. And it was a very spontaneous thing. It was just, I love listening to him because he's great. So I'm looking forward to it. And just so everybody knows, because we have an event on that evening in Fort Worth, our event, and I wanted to, so people aren't like, wait a second, do I got to make a decision? Y'all's is a breakfast event.
It's morning,
and ours is an evening event. You got a lot of time in between, so you can do both of them.
Yeah. Right, and I'll just add a few details for that. It's on our prolifedallas.org, as well as you can find this on the Healing the Culture website to register for this event. It is free, but it is necessary to register for a couple reasons. It starts at 9 a.m. with a breakfast. It's a light breakfast, but we do need to know an RSVP on that. And then he will speak at 10. So if you just want to come to the 10 o'clock and not go to the breakfast, that's an option for you. And after that, he will be doing a book signing. He will be available for a little bit of time if people wanted to stick around and visit with him or get some book signing of that kind of nature. And it's going to be at Prince of Peace in Plano. It will be in the sanctuary. However, the breakfast early on, there'll be some signs to give you some direction of where that will be. It's in one of their community centers. So we encourage all the parishes. We encourage the adults, young adults. Someone asked me once about ages. I think that you know your own children. He will be speaking, but he'll be speaking, you know, in a great adult language. And I don't know your own children, but I would say from 13 and above would be able to go. He'll be talking about things that maybe they will understand very well. So I do encourage everybody out there, call a friend, bring somebody. What a wonderful way to start your day. And then you get to go to, maybe, do they still have tickets? Do they still go to your
event? Yeah, our event's in Fort Worth. Dr. David Andrews is going to be there. In fact, it was interesting because the same show that I had Father Spitzer on, we had David Andrews on as well. So I half jokingly said the IQ of this Metroplex is going to go up that day because those two guys coming into town. I mean,
I like David Anderson.
Yeah, they're really both good. Really, really bright. But yeah, our event's in Fort Worth. It's in the evening, and so there's no conflict.
I'm glad.
Awesome. That's perfect. Great. So, like I said, please register. We will be getting information. You'll be seeing a lot of information coming out in some of the parishes. We've already spoken to the diocese. They're filtering some of that, but we'll be making some big headway this week.
All right.
Of course, you know, last year we did not have the Christ Child, and you didn't let it down.
That really brought me down. But there's good news this year, right? It's coming back. No, I love that event.
Because,
I really do.
Because
I
you were down, to it. Yeah, and we want to lift you up. It is back on.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a wonderful event.
You didn't just do it for my emotional state, did you?
You're very important to us, Dave.
Wow, I feel so important.
But that encouragement helped a lot.
Did my therapist call you or what?
Your mother did.
It will be a little bit different, though. Instead of a lunch, it's going to be a brunch.
Okay.
So we're going to give people a little more extended time for shopping as a result. But it's November 15th at St. Paul Parish Center. And please, everything is online at prolifedallas.org to buy your table, buy a ticket, get a couple of tickets for you and your mom, you and your sister. We'll have Father Lucas from St. Paul as our speaker. He's got a very powerful pro-life story. Even if you've heard it, you'll want to hear it again. He's wonderful. And then we're going to graduate our GEMS class. These are our moms that have walked and journeyed into a flourishing of their own motherhood through a series of classes over 2 years. And we have some that are graduating, and we'll have a testimonial. They'll receive awards for their graduation. And they've worked so hard and come so far. We're so proud of them. Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful celebration of what they have done as mothers, and lots of shopping. So if you're busy and you can't come for the brunch at 10 o'clock, then just come anytime between 9 and 4 for shopping. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a lot of vendors there. We We're pretty full on vendors, but check the website in case there's room for one more. And definitely there's room for tickets and tables. So don't miss it. It's our favorite holiday event.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay, what's next, ladies?
Well, the Christ Child, just to give you some, the Christ Child, just to give you some extra little things, some of the people who have always been like Dave, who wanted the Christ Child, came back to really support us and volunteer to make this really a successful event. And one of the things I want to plug is the Cook's Nook. We have a big, group of people who are putting together a bake sale. So come out, if you're going to do anything, come out and get your baked goods for that week or week ahead, something that you can use. And we really wanted to thank Patty Sherrod for her encouragement, her take charge, and take that into her hands. So we're excited about that.
Yeah. It's hard to believe the holiday season is
upon us.
It's upon us. We're in October. I mean, it's
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And usually the Christ Child had been the Saturday just before Thanksgiving. This year it's two Saturdays before Thanksgiving. Okay. So we think it'll be a little bit easier for some people to attend. Our vendors were really happy about the date.
Yeah, good.
So, but we also have another activity this coming Saturday, October 18th, our final hike for life.
Yeah.
At Breckenridge Park in Richardson.
And I would like to ask everybody, anybody in that area, come on out and hike. Get on the Hike for Life website, even if you can't make it. Even for the first two Hike for Lives, if you can get on the website in your area and make a donation, because these donations, they're over $250,000. I'm going to tell you, it goes to wonderful places like In My Shoes, White Rose, and Ourselves, Bloom. It goes a long, long way. So if you can participate, I'd love to see you out there. I will be out there for this last one. And it's just beautiful. Jason Cargill will be out there. So it'll be beautiful. Please come.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I think there's one in Weatherford this weekend also. I remember when Tom Clark and Father Cargill came in and talked about the Hike for Life. And so, so Breckenridge Park. Is this weekend, and then I think also in Weatherford out in the Fort Worth Diocese. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Yes, that is great.
Can I skip all the way past Thanksgiving, past Christmas? And I want to just mark it on your calendar for January the 18th?
January 17th.
I'm glad you're here. It's for the Bishop's Pro-Life Mass at the Cathedral. It's always packed. Get there early. We will have an event before for youth. We have a rally. And the first time we did it was last year, and we had about 300 youth come. Mm. Powerful message. It lasted.
It's not the first time.
No,
they've always done the first. They've done this for years for the youth rally. What we did for the first time since we've been around is the rally after. Oh. And that's still kind of in question at this point, just because we don't know, right?
Yeah. Well, sorry to say, with the passing of Kylene Wright, who is the instrumental person behind the march and the rally, we'll have to take a pause on it this year. That's why the rally before with the youth is going to be so beautiful. Yeah.
It shows you just how important she was to the pro-life local. I mean, the fact that you had to cancel it because of her passing. But that was sad. All right. Well, very good. Anything else? Did you talk about the golf outing or... It says here in my notes, record-breaking event.
It was wonderful.
Did you get a hole in one, or what happened?
No, I just ride around on the golf cart and try not to disturb the golfers.
Okay, I didn't know what the record was.
The record is a record proceeds for our 25th anniversary. It was a beautiful, warm and sunny day out at Prestonwood Hills. We never golfed there before, but the golfers had a great time. And what I loved about the spirit of the day is that we had a lot of golfers, so occasionally it would slow down play a little bit, not much, but they all were there to raise funds to save babies and help moms. All those golfers knew why they were there that day, and it was a beautiful feeling. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of fun. We had fun contests and prizes and golfers love golf. They're always happy. So
that is a for sure.
We're very thankful to everybody that sponsored and participated. Thank you so, so much for making this, that a success.
This was the second year in a row that we sold out, and this year we sold out even earlier. So we don't know, but we're actually talking about maybe we have to have a second flight or two courses to
oh,
get
really?
Another 140
wow.
golfers. It's just something
good problem to have. Huh?
It is a
yep.
good
yeah.
problem to have.
Yeah. We're looking yeah. at that. Yep, that's great. There's something else I see on the calendar here, Tom, that's coming up Wednesday, and I think it's very beautiful. It's at St. Anne Parish. And October is actually, in addition to being Respect Life Month, it's Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's going to be a special remembrance mass for families mm-hmm. to reflect and honor the memory of their lost babies. So it's not a funeral, but it is a time for healing and support. And families and friends and children all welcome to join. So that's going to be 7 p.m. in the St. Killian Chapel at St. Anne on Wednesday, October 15th.
Yes. All right.
I will be there. Our Respect Life Ministry team is going to be helping to volunteer for that. And it's a beautiful evening. And they've had it in the past. And there are some other parishes that are now looking into having one. St. Michael of McKinney, St. Michael in Garland, Marianne Harmon. A shout out to you, Marianne. And she is such an awesome leader in that parish. And she is going to be asking to have that and kind of gathering information to have one at her parish next year. So.
Yeah.
All right. Wow, we have covered a lot of ground. It must be October. A lot of pro-life things going on. So, again, this is the Good News Show, and have in studio with me Tom and Ann Rudy and also Ellen Rossini representing the Catholic pro-life community. But it's, you know, you say that the 25th anniversary of the golf tournament,
yeah.
and this is the 25th anniversary of the Guadalupe Radio Network. And
wow.
there's so many, I've done so many interviews with people saying they celebrated the 25th anniversary this year. So something back in 2000, I mean, the spirit was alive and
yeah.
well and kicking. There was
Amen.
Something. And it was a jubilee
it
year.
It was a jubilee year.
And now
yes.
we have another jubilee year. And to think that we're down to less than 3 months in this jubilee year. And so things yeah. are hopping again. Things are
yes,
doing well. And
you're
not, of course, we're not going to have another one of those for 25 years. And
that's right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll all
yep.
be sitting around this table 25 years from now talking about that other jubilee, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, so, there's another save the date in addition to our celebration mass for life in January. It's the Bishop's Pro-Life Dinner, February 21st. We have a theme. Thank you to Sue Chambers, one of our board members. Che bella notte. What a beautiful night.
Mm.
And so we're going to have a lot of Italian flavorings around the evening.
Yeah.
Our speaker will be Trent Horn, who's on this radio station a lot, was a wonderful Catholic apologist, but really got his start in pro-life apologetics.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about his remarks for our 33rd annual Bishops for Life dinner.
And the save the date is going out early because last year we did sell out of this dinner. So we're moving it to a bigger venue and get in there early. At least save that date, but get those tickets. And when will they be on the website?
It's going to be a couple more weeks before
okay.
we get everything
Good.
Finally up on the website. But watch this space. We'll be sending out reminders, and we look forward to another full house.
Thank
it's
you.
It's a great evening.
All right. So all the things related to the CPLC can be found on their website, including, I think, most, if not everything that we talked about during this segment, mm-hmm. prolifedallas.org. If you go to our website, grnonline.com, you can find out everything related to Guadalupe Radio, including our GRN Academy, which we were on Catholic Connection this morning with Teresa Tamio talking about that. Today's the first day you can register for that. And I just wanted to give one last mention about the fact, as if there, you know, another event that's coming up in November is Dave and Lauren Moore with return first public performance since being hospitalized with Guillain-Barré syndrome. And that's November 4th, Tuesday mm-hmm. evening, November 4th, Meyerson Symphony Center. And I interviewed them recently, and they said that we could give some tickets away. And so if you would like to go, I have two more tickets to give away for that. And it's going to be a classy event. My wife and I are going to be there. Just email me, DavePalmer@grnonline.com. And then first weekend of December, it's going to be the Fullness of Truth Conference with the theme of Hail Immaculata. Father Donald Calloway and Jeff Cavins and Gabe Castillo. I'm going to be the MC. And I also have tickets for that. So if you want to email me about that as well, please do. Dave Palmer at grnonline.com. So that brings us to 3 minutes remaining in the program. And Tom, not that we need anything else, but anything else you guys want to highlight? I mean, we've not been short on details about things and events to this program.
That takes care of it for the events. What I want to do is we've now brought Bloom in, and everything is beautiful. We are seeing more and more moms mm-hmm. today. It is such a beautiful reward when you hear a mom now come in and say, I came here abortion-minded, but when I realized that there's people here to walk with me, I have nursing, I have childcare, I am not alone. And they say, literally, I've been lied to, and I'm leaving here today keeping my child. Mm-hmm. And I just want to share that with everybody. It's been a beautiful journey, a great blessing, and one we could not do without the great support from this community. I mean, absolutely. Prayer, their financial support, because we've taken on a lot. There is no question about it. But because they're there for us, we're going to continue growing this, walking with more moms and saving more lives.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
It was cool at the Bella House event on Saturday night, seeing those moms and their babies.
Yes.
And it was interesting because there was a time, because they, you know, most of them, if not all of them, had their babies with them.
Yes.
And there was a time, because the event went till 9:30, but when you're a mom with a little baby, you got to leave. And so there was a time when a bunch of them were leaving, and I was like, well, that's very understandable. They got babies, you know, with them. And so that was really cool. And again, congratulations to Patty Platts and all the folks with Bella House. Thanks to Bishop Burns for being there and staying for quite some time. At a very fun event. And thanks to y'all for all you do. It's kind of mind-boggling to think of
all
the things that you guys are. I hope this weekend you just get to just kind of take a little break. Maybe celebrate that anniversary finally.
We
huh?
have events to go to. There'll
be no. We have a wedding and events you know, and planning for the following weekend, which is the Father Spitzer.
Yeah.
And yours.
Yeah, at our event as well.
Yeah, it's a busy month. It's a great month.
Yeah, Saturday we are going to, Julian and I are going to be at the St. Joseph Waxahachie Fall Festival down south. And we'll be on the air from noon until 2 o'clock. And we'll bring some of that GRN merch with us as well that we have celebrating our 25th anniversary.
Beautiful.
Well, thanks to all of you for coming in. I know you all live busy lives and that all three of you came in to be on the program. It's a great honor to have you. So thank you.
Thank you,
Dave. Our pleasure, Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks to everyone.
Cecil, I don't think we need any more events or activities, but anything else that crossed
your mind? I think we've well filled up everyone's calendars for the foreseeable future. Hopefully everyone was taking notes.
Yeah,
that's awesome. We live in a very vibrant Catholic community, which is a blessing.
Yeah, that is for sure. All right.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Cecil, for producing the program. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And God bless you. God willing, we'll see you next Monday for the next Good News Show here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for joining us for the Good News Show here on KATH 910 AM on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Please join us next week at the same time for the next Good News Show.
Join the Archangels Men's Network of Catholic Charities Dallas for a morning of faith and fellowship. The 2025 annual Breakfast with the Bishop will take place on Thursday, October 30th from 7:30 to 9 a.m. at St. Paul the Apostle Parish Center in Richardson. The program features Bishop Edward Burns and keynote speaker Jim Keyes, former CEO of 7-Eleven and Blockbuster. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit the Dallas Diocese website at dallascatholic.org and click on events.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kyle Eberline at Mid-Cities Dental. Our mission is to cultivate relationships with our patients, being advisors concerning their dental health and habits. We invite you to come by and visit our dental office in Hearst to meet us and our staff. We are longtime supporters of this radio station where you hear the good news proclaimed each day. We can be reached by calling 817-282-9321 or you can learn more about us online at MidCitiesDental.com. That's MidCitiesDental.com.
Celebrate 25 years of Catholic radio with the Guadalupe Radio Network. Show your love for GRN with exclusive 25th anniversary merchandise, including t-shirts, tumblers, hats, tote bags, and more. Perfect for you or as a gift for a fellow GRN listener. Every purchase you make helps us keep spreading the good news on the airwaves. Visit grnonline.com/shop today and be part of the celebration. That's grnonline.com/shop.
KATH 910 AM, Frisco, Dallas, Fort Worth.